Happy Friday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our macro minute for Friday, July 24th, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is the global cost of capital too low? The short answer is yes, according to leading indicators of global liquidity. The risk of a summer 1998 style correction that raises risk premia for overextended institutional investors continues to rise. Refer to our June 6 Around the Horn presentation for more details. Note, the S&P 500 peaked on June 2nd. In terms of analytical nuance, global investment grade government bond yield surged to 3.68%, the highest rate since the 2008 financial crisis. The benchmark is tracking towards its steepest monthly loss since March. Further bond selling would deepen debt sustainability fears, raise corporate borrowing costs, and potentially trigger rotational flows out of equities. Structurally elevated nominal GDP growth is a key driver of the rise in global bond yields. Global nominal GDP came in at 6.7% year over year in Q1 versus a 2003 to 2007 trend of 6% and a 2015 to 2019 trend of 4.9%. Bloomberg Consensus currently expects global nominal GDP growth of 6.2% in Q2, 6% in Q3 and Q4, and 5.8% in Q1, highlighting the persistence of the above trend dynamic. Structurally depressed global savings growth is also a key factor. The trailing 10-year growth rate of global savings is among the lowest on record and well below its long-run mean. This dynamic is unlikely to meaningfully or durably improve given the ongoing shift to a multipolar world and all the added fiscal expenditures on defense and infrastructures that it entails. The 15-year high in the 10-year Eurozone government bond yield, 20-year high in the 10-year UK gilt yield, and 30-year high in the 10-year nominal JGB yield are telltale signs that the supply of global savings continues to deteriorate at the margins. FYI, the combined cost of equity and debt capital is currently below the long-run means in most of the world's major capital markets. The U.S.'s current value of 4.13% versus the long-run mean of 4.46%, China 4.49% versus its long-run mean of 5.47%. Japan is actually above its long-run mean at 3.83% versus 2.71%. The Eurozone slightly below its long-run mean at 4.31% versus 4.35%. UK is above its long-run mean at 5.69% versus 5.03%. And Switzerland is well below its long-run mean at 2.55% versus 3.39%. So the current cost of equity and debt capital, which we're just taking the earnings yield on the benchmark equity index and a nominal 10-year sovereign debt yield, you know, the fact that it's below the long-run mean in a lot of these key capital markets, this represents a key risk in the context of structurally depressed global savings growth. And so investors are going to have to, you know, they're going to start to demand higher ex-ante returns in the context of, you know, shrinking balance sheet capacity to the extent that these leading indicators of global liquidity continue to move in an adverse manner. All told, the capital competition between the AI CapEx bubble and structurally wide global fiscal deficits has become an acute risk for global financial markets. The ICA Bank of America Move Index, the premier gauge of bond market volatility, hit a two-month high yesterday and recently broke out to bullish from the perspective of our volatility adjusted momentum signal. Recall that interest rates, bond volatility, and currency volatility are all countercyclical leading indicators for global liquidity. Thus, a further breakout in related indicators spells trouble ahead for stocks and lends support to our summer 1998 style correction thesis. As always, we'll wrap up with a question from our community. This one's titled Global Dollar Recycling Process. Could someone please guide me where I can read up on the global dollar recycling process and net international investment surplus economies and their opposites? We'd like to get a deeper understanding of this subject. So, excellent question. You know, we're discussing this throughout March and early April in the context of our lead off morning notes. But if you want a deeper dive on the subject matter, just check out our April, May, and June macro scouting reports, specifically the liquidity sections in those reports, as well as our April 18th Around the Horn, where we did a deep dive on where we were in the global liquidity cycle at that time. So I think we might be due for another deep dive as well in the context of some of these cost of capital dynamics moving in an adverse manner. So we'll wrap it up there. Darius Dell here, presenting our macro minute for Friday, July 24, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We'll catch you back here on Monday. Have a great weekend.
If you enjoyed this content, please remember to like and subscribe. Thank you. This content is for informational purposes only and does not constitute an offer or a solicitation. Reliance upon the information in this material is at the sole discretion of the viewer or listener. Investing involves risks. Any reference to a company, issuer, or investment strategy is for instructive purposes only and does not constitute investment advice. For full disclosures, visit 42macro.com/disclaimer.